Teishu in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud. We begin at the Mishnah about halfway down Kuf Yud Amar Aleph. We are learning today Lila Nishmas Zusa Ben Shimon Leb, also Hanna Hershkowitz, Hanna Bas Yaakov Shlomo, Phyllis Edelsberg, Fega Leia Bas Yaakov, and also Feya Ramrez, Fega Bas Shlomo. All the Shomos we learn for should have a Leia from our learning. We continue to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for safety for all of Klal Yisrael. The Chayalim should be saved, the Chatufim should be returned, and there should be Shalom on all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we pick up at the Mishnah, already halfway down, Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, HaGozel Es HaGer V'Nishbalo. If a person, Rachmanu L'Tzlan, steals from a ger, is a person who converted, and as we discussed in yesterday's share, he will not necessarily have any relatives. He won't have any relatives above, because ger Shemizkayer is Kekotem Shenola Domi, so his biological relatives are not considered halachically his relatives, and therefore, if he doesn't have children, so then he will have no relatives. So if you steal from a ger, so there are going to be different situations here than there would be when you steal from a full-fledged, born-from-birth Jew, because that person will always have relatives. You go all the way back to Yaakov Avinu, and everybody's your 19th cousin, 19 times removed, so there'll always be relatives. But with a ger, as we pointed out, there will not necessarily be relatives. So if you steal from a ger, v'nishbalo, and you swore to him, and you swore falsely, and therefore you now have charata, and you want to go and return the money to him, however, umeis, but this ger dies without any yarshim. There are no relatives of his. So what do you do with the money? So the pasuk in the Torah tells us, "Harezim mishalim keren v'chomish lekohanim." You have to go and pay the keren and the chomish to the kohanim and the oshim lemizbeach, and you have to bring the korban oshim. This is based upon the pasuk. Shenemar, the pasuk tells us, "The imein loish goel lohashiv ha'asham elav ha'asham hamushav lahashem lakohen milvadi elakipurim asher yachar b'bo'olav." This pasuk essentially means that if the person has no relatives, which can only be really by a ger shenizkayer, then the guilt offering, a hashiv ha'asham, which we'll have to define what it is, but we'll ultimately say it means the keren, the principle, you have to go and give back to the kohanim. You give it to Hashem, who, as we said in yesterday's shir, so to say, accepts it and gives it over to the kohanim. And this is the this description of the principle as well as the chomesh, and then milvad. In addition, you have to bring an el hakipurim. You have to bring a korban asham that you'll bring for complete yichaper bo'olav, that you should get a complete kapara. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Mishnah continues. What happens if this guy goes up to Yerushalayim, and he dies? The person who owed this money to the kohanim, the person who he robbed from was the ger shenizkayer, and there was no way to return it to him. He had no relatives because that ger died, and now the robber dies while he's going on his way to Yerushalayim. He has the principal, he has the chomish, and he has the asham. So what does he do? Hakesef inasi libanov. So his children go and inherit him. They do not have to give this money because it was for the purposes of kapara for him, and his children don't have to give this money to the kohanim. Likewise, they don't give the chomish to the kohanim, and the asham, that animal which he had designated to be his asham, cannot be brought. You can't bring an asham after a person dies. However, the din is by an asham, which is different than a chattas. If the owner of a chattas dies, so then the korban has to be left out to die. Whereas if the owner of an asham dies, so then yira achi yistayev. You go and let the animal pasture, yira, for asham yira, achi yistayev, until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, it can be redeemed. Somebody purchases it, the money that they purchase it becomes hektish. And what do you do with that hektish money? V'yamalcha, when you sell this animal, v'yiplu dama l'dama. You go and bring with the funds that you get, Kates la mizbeach. You bring an ola that you put on the mizbeach when there are no other sacrifices to be put on the mizbeach. That's called kates la mizbeach, and this is Domov Linadova, the money that you get for this blemished asham, so you bring a carbon ola, the tzibur brings these as carbon olas when there is no other sacrifices being brought on the Mizbeach. What happens if Nasa Nakesef Lian She Mishmar Umeis, but if this robber who is trying to do a tshuva over here gave over the funds already to the Kohanim, he hasn't yet brought his korban asham, but he's given over the funds already to the kohanim, then if nasa nakesel yashe mishmar umeis, in that situation, so then ein hayarshim yichol lotzi miyadav, then that money stays with the kohanim, the yarshim can't say, hey, he didn't bring his korban asham, he didn't get a kapara, so give us back the money. No. The money was given over to kohanim, that was the first part of the kapara, and as the pasuk says, shenemar, now we have the word v'ish, but actually, Well, the pasuk begins v'ish es kadoshav lo yihyu, but we're quoting the second part of the pasuk ish asher yitin lekohen lo yeh. Once you give it to the kohen, it belongs to the kohen. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah. What happens if you gave over? You're supposed to give the money to the Mishmar that is on that week in the Beis Hamikdash. As we spoke out, Moshe Rabbeinu originally set up 8 Mishmaros. Subsequently, in the days of David and Shlomo, they set it and broke it up further into 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim. And connected to that, they set up 24 Mishmaros of Levim and 24 Mishmaros of Klal Yisrael. In any event, there are these 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim. So they each had names named after like the forefather of that group. So what happens if you're supposed to give the money to the Shmishmo that's on? So Nasan HaKesef Li Yehorov. Yehorov was the name of the first Mishmo of the 24 Mishmaros. And then you gave the Asham only to the next week's Mishmo, the Asham Li Yedaya. So you gave the funding to Mishmo number one, Yehorov, and then when you actually bring the carbon, you give it over to the Mishmar that's on the following week to Yedaya. Is that acceptable? Yeah, Yatza. You must give the money first to the Kohanim, at least the principal. You're supposed to give both the principal and the Chomesh, but you must at least give the principal to the Kohanim before you're allowed to go bring your carbon Asham. You can't get a Kapara until you've given over the money, at least the principal. You're supposed to give both, but at least the principal must be given over before you can bring your carbon Asham. Now, you gave the principal to watch number one, Yehorav, and then you brought the Asham in watch number two, Yedaya, Yotze. That's perfectly acceptable. But the other way around, if you gave the Asham first to Yehorav, Mishmar number one, and they sacrificed this animal, as we'll see, or if they didn't sacrifice the animal, we'll see what occurs, but you gave the Asham to Yehorav, and then you give the Kesef Liyadaya in week number two. Now, the halacha is as follows. It depends. Im Kayim Asham, if the Asham is still around, whatever the reason, Yehorav did not go and sacrifice this Asham yet. So the Asham is physically still around. So then they have to go and give it over Yakrivu B'nei Yedaya. They have to give it over to the next week's Mishmar Yedaya, because they were the ones that should have gotten it. The ones who get the money are usually the ones that get it. Now, you could delay giving the Korban to the following week, as we just pointed out. You gave the money to Yehorav, and then you gave it to Mishmar number two, Yedaya. That's acceptable. Yotzah, you're okay. Normally, you give them both to the same Mishmar. You give the money to the Mishmar, and then you bring the animal for that same Mishmar. The money must be first in order to get the Kapar. You can't bring the Asham until you gave the money. So here, if the Asham is still around, so we consist, so to say, the people in the first Mishmar, Yehorav, and make them give up this Asham. They don't wait 24 weeks and go bring it the next time that they're on call, but they must give it over to the second watch, Yedaya, to go and bring the sacrifice, and then you have the right order. The money was given to the second Mishmar, and then the animal was sacrificed. So that if the Asham is still around, so then you can do what I just said. Yakrivuhu b'nei Yedaya. The first Mishmar gives it over to the second Mishmar, who now has the money, so the money's given, and now they can bring the Kapara, the Asham. Fine. V'im lo. But if Yehorav actually brought the Asham, so then the Asham doesn't count for that person. Yachzir, this Gazlan, if he wants to get a Kapara, has to go the Yavi Asham Acher. He has to take out of his own pocket and go bring another Asham. Because the rule is as follows. Shamei v'gizelo. If you bring Gizelo, that's the principle. Before you actually bring your carbon Asham, that's the right way to do it. Yotze, you fulfilled your obligation, you'll get your Kapara. However, the other way around, Hevi Ashamo, if you first brought the carbon and you hadn't yet brought Achelo Hevi Gizelo and you didn't bring the principal, albeit you brought the principal afterwards. No, lo Yotze, you're not Yotze in that situation, you don't get the Kapara. What happens if you only gave over the principal? As I pointed out, Nasan Asakarin, you gave over the principal to the right Mishmar, the low Nasan Asakomish, but you didn't yet pay the Chomish. In this situation, and a Chomish Ma'akev. The Chomish is not Ma'akev. So if you brought your Korban Asham, so Machlokes, how do you understand Rashi? Some suggest Rashi says you're Yotze, but only when you bring the Chomish, or others say you're Yotze even if you don't bring the Chomish. In any event, you don't have to bring another Korban Asham. You certainly should bring the Chomish. And a question in Rashi, how you medayik in the words in Rashi, the two different girsas. So are you obligated to still bring the Chomish? And if you don't, you don't retroactively get the Kapara of the Asham? Or others say yes, no. Rashi holds that even if you do not bring the Chomishes, your Kapara is good. In any event, the right order, bottom line is, you must bring your Asham after you brought the money to the Kohanim of that shift, at least the principal. Okay, start the Gemara. Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, we learn the following braisa, Asham, when the pasuk tells us, Asham, that is a reference to Zeh, Karen. That's a reference to the principle. And when it says Hamushav in the Pasuk, Vim Ein Lo Ish Goel Lo Hashiv Ha Asham Elav Ha Asham Hamushav. The word Hamushav, that's a reference to that you must bring the Chomesh. That's the fifth. Again, we said many times, it's a fifth from the outside, a fourth from the inside. Let's say you stole $100. So a fifth from the outside is $25 of $125. You take the principle, the Karen, you add your fifth from the outside to make it a total of 125. So 25 is a fifth of 125. If you look at it from the inside, 25 is a fourth of 100. So it's a fourth from the inside, a fifth from the outside. In any event, that's what the words Asham and Hamushav mean in the Pasuk. Asham is a reference to the fact that you must bring the Karen to the Kohanim, and Hamushav means you bring the Chamishis, the fifth, to the Kohanim. That's what the Brisa says it means. Maybe not the Brisa says. Oh, Eino Ella, maybe the word Asha means the aisle. Maybe it actually means the aisle when it says that you have to bring the main lo'ish goel lo'ashiv ha'ashame love. So maybe it's talking about the Asham itself. So when it says, what's the difference? Bottom line is everybody agrees to pay Chomesh. Everybody agrees, of course, to pay the principal, the carrot, and everybody agrees to pay Asham. What difference does it make? Which word is which? So where it says it makes a big difference, the nafkamina is, well, my nafkamina, la'afuke midirava. As opposed to what Rava said, if you learn the Brisa in this way, it opposes what Rava said. What did Rava say? The Amar Rava. Rava said, Gezel Hager Sher Zero Balaila. Nebuch, the Ger died, and you're bringing up the funds, the principal, and the Chomish to the Beis Hamikdash to give to the Kohanim of that Mishmar, and you do this and return it at night. So the Gezel Hager Sher Zero Balaila Lo Yotza. Because if you say that this is like the Asham, so it has all the rules, just like you can't bring an Asham at night, you can only bring it during the daytime, you can fulfill your returning of the Gezel, of the principal, to the Mishmar if you return it at night. Lo Yotza. And likewise, Herziro Chatzoyin Lo Yotza. And likewise, if you return it in part, you give it half now and then half later. And we're assuming the first half is no longer present. So if the first half is no longer present, so then you didn't do a complete chazara. You gave half, but now it's gone. So therefore, that half is as if it's not in existence. And when you turn the other half, you haven't done a complete chazara. And this is based, Rava says, my timer, he holds, because you're referring to the principle, Asham Karyi Rachmana, because the Torah calls this principle an Asham, and it has the same dinim as an Asham. So therefore, Rava says, since we call this principle an Asham, it has the same rules as an Asham. So, if you hold like Rava, so then we understand it, Asham ze Keren, Hamushav ze Chomesh. But if you want to say that Asham ze Ayil, so then that would exclude Rava's din from being effective. Now, the Gemara continues and says, Kishu Omer Milvad El HaKippurim. So it proves that Rava is right, that the way we understood the Brisa is right. Kishu Omer Milvad El HaKippurim. That shows, that is talking about Heavy Omer Asham Ze Keren. That proves that the previous description of Asham was talking about the Keren. Because we say, in addition to the Keren, in addition to the Chomesh, you still have to bring your El HaKippurim. Okay. That's the first brisa we have. We have a whole series of brises. Tan Yidah, we learned another brisa. It also agrees, Asham Zeh Karen, when it refers to the pasuk, as referring to Asham, that's a reference to the Karen. Hamushav Zeh Chomesh, just like we just said. And here this brisa also says, Oeinu Elo Asham Zeh Chomesh. Here, instead of saying the Asham means the actual carbon, maybe the words Asham is a reference to the Chomesh. Again, the Gemara says, what difference does it make? Everybody agrees you pay the Karen, everybody agrees you pay the Chomesh. What difference does it make which word is which? L'may nafkamina. What practical difference is there whether you learn it the way we did in the first part of the Brisa, or you're learning it now that the Asham is the Chomesh? So this is as opposed to the din lafuki mimesnis that we learned in our Mishnah. What do we learn in our Mishnah? The Tnan. Nasan lo asa Karen velo nasan lo asa Chomesh. At the end of the Mishnah, we said, if you in fact only brought to the Kohanim of that Mishmar the principal, the Karen, but you didn't bring them the Chomesh, so then, ain't a Chomesh Maki. We said that if you brought the Asham, so then you're Yotze bringing of the Asham as long as you gave the principal. But you didn't bring the Chomesh, that's not Ma'akev. Now, therefore, if you hold, like we just said, that in fact the Asham means the Chomesh, so then Adirabba, the Chomesh should be Ma'akev. It should have the same dinim as the Asham. So therefore, which way is correct? The way we learned the Brisa originally, Kishu Omer, the Heshiv is Ashamo, Birosho, the Chamishiso, because the Pasuk says you'll bring the Asham as the Rosh, as the principal, and then you'll add a fifth to it. So clearly, Asham, Heavy Omer, Asham Zeh Karen. The Asham clearly means the Karen. So from these two Brises that we just learned, we clearly see support for the idea that the Asham is a reference to the principal, the Mushav is a reference to the Chomesh, and then when it says, besides the El HaKippurim, that's the Asham that you have to go bring as a carbon for Kapara. Another brisa, Tanya Idach, it also says a similar idea. Ashim ze keren, hamushim ze chomesh. Like we learned in the first two brises, this third brisa says the same thing. And ubegezel hager hakosu medaber. And this is specifically talking about gezel hager, the returning of the thing that you stole from the ger, and the ger passes away, has no yarshim, and you bring it to the kohen. Maybe not. O eno elo hamushav ze kethel. Maybe this is a reference not to gezel hager, but this is a reference to kethel. Maybe that's what it means. Ubegnevas hager hakosu medaber. And this is talking about not where you admitted it, but where you stole from a ger, and you have to pay kethel. So, Kishu Omer, when the Pasuk tells us V'heshiv es ha-shamo b'rosho v'chamishiso, but then when the Pasuk continues and says you'll bring back the ashamo b'rosho, which is the principle, the karen, and the chamishis v'chamishiso, so clearly Hari b'mono m'shtalim b'rosh ha-kosu b'daber. So clearly the word asham can't be referring to the kefel, hamushav can't be referring to the kefel, it must be referring to the case of where he was hodeh, and therefore he brings the principle, the chomish, and a korban asham. So we have these three biases, and now we're going to go back and dissect that which we brought down before from Rava. Gufa. The Gilyan Hashas says this is a style that the Gemara occasionally uses. It brings down and will repeat what Rava said. Rava is an Amoris. I'm quoting a Bryce again, not quoting a Mishnah again. It's repeating what the Amoris said, even though it's not telling us anything new, but it's to set the stage for the following discussion. So Gufa, we're just going to repeat what we just said. Amar Rava. Rava says, Gezel Ger Shachsir Balayla. If you return the Gezel Ger at night, because we compare it to an Asham, therefore, lo yotze, just like if you brought the carbon asham at night, you wouldn't be yotze, you have to bring it during the daytime. So too, the chazara of the keren at night doesn't fulfill it. Now, if it's still present in the morning, so then, when the morning comes, you have fulfilled it. If you return the herziru chatzayin, also lo yotze, if it's no longer around. My timer, what's the reasoning for both of these, that if the gezel that you returned at night, the principle, is used up already by the daytime, so none of it was around during the daytime, you didn't return it during the daytime. Or if you gave half of it at night and that half is used up, they bought something with it, they ate with it, whatever they did with it, and it's no longer there, so then you're not yotze. The reasoning is, my timer, as Rava had said, Ashum Kayu Rechmana, because it uses the Lashon of Ashum to talk about this Karen, and therefore it has the same dinim as the carbon Ashum. It must be during the day, and it must be all at once. You can't give it in halves. Okay. Furthermore, the Amar Rava, Rava said the following din, Gezel Ager She'ein Boshav Pruta L'chol Kohen V'Kohen, that when you return it, you have to give them something that is significant, and you're giving it to the Kohanim on the watch, you have to give it to every single Kohen, you must give them something that is significant. In other words, at least a Shav Pruta to every single Kohen on the watch. So let's say there are 100 Kohanim on that Mishmar, so you have to go and give at least 100 prutas. The keren that you're giving must be worth at least 100 prutas. Let's say the keren was only worth 50. You got to take out another 50 from your pocket to make sure that every kohen gets something in that mishmar that is a shave pruta. Gezel, like here, Rava says, she'ein bo shave pruta. You only stole 50. So you have to give a shave pruta to all 100 kohanim. You have to take it out of your own pocket. You have to give a kol kohen v'kohen. So lo yatzi dechavaso. You didn't fulfill your obligation to return to the mishmar the principle, even though you actually returned the principle, because you didn't give a significant present to each kohen. My timer, what's it based upon? Because it says dichsiv ha'asham ha'mushav. It has to be atche hashava l'chol kohen v'kohen. You have to give something significant, something that is considered a present, which is at least a shava pruta to every single kohen in that mishmar. So that's the next din that Rava taught us. Rava now asks the following shaylah by Rava. Rava says, what happens if the money that you give is not enough for the first watch, which is Yehorov, Ein Bo L'Mishmeres Yehorov. Yehorov has 100 people, and you only stole 50. So you'd have to take it out of your own pocket, an extra 50, to give each one of them a Shava Pruta. But, and we turn to Kufiyud Amid Beis, what happens if, in fact, the next Mishmar, Yedaya, is a smaller Mishmar? It only has 50 people. L'Mishmeres Yedaya, Mahu, what's that loch? As Rashi says, the bottom Rashi on Kufiyud Amid Aleph, you don't have a Shavu Pruta L'chol Mishmar of Yehorov. They have 100 people. The Yeshua Shavu Pruta L'chol Mishmar Yedaya. They only have 50 people. Shem Watin. They're a smaller Mishmar. So what's that Loch Mahu? Are you Yotze by giving it to the second Mishmar instead of the first Mishmar? Now, everybody agrees that if you give it to the second Mishmar when the second Mishmar is on, of course you Yotze. Who says you have to give it when the first Mishmar is on? So everybody agrees to that. And the Gemara says, Hechidami. Therefore, what's the case? If you gave the 50 bucks, which is enough for a Shavu Pruta, all 50 Kohanim in the Mishmar of the second week of Yedaya, so of course he would say, what's the question? So therefore, it must be talking about Lo Tzricha, that the Mishmar that is on that week is Yehorov, with 100 Kohanim. Lo tzricho diavi li yedaya, but you give the money to yedaya b'mishmarto diyorov. You give the money to the second watch while the first watch is still on. So Yehorav is working that week, and instead you give the money to next week's Mishmar Yedaya. That's the question that Rav asked. My, what's the halacha? Do we say Miyamrinam Kivan Delav Mishmartu, since it's not Yedaya's week, so therefore you gave them money, v'lo kumu. You didn't fulfill returning to the Kohanim, and it's defined as the Kohanim that are on that week's Mishmar. And therefore, it's as if you just gave $50 to Yedaya, but you didn't fulfill your obligation to give the full Shavu Pruta to every Kohen in the Mishmar that's on that week, which is Yehorav. Therefore, v'lo kumu. It's not you did nothing. Or Odoma, maybe not. Maybe Kivan de lo chazilei, since the $50 that you have, the 50 prutas that you have, is only enough for Yedaya. It's not enough for Yehorav. So then it's as if you gave it to the right Mishmar. And therefore, Meikara li Yedayaka. It really wasn't ever for Yehorav because they had too many Kohanim. And it only could be fulfilled by giving it to Yedaya. So even though Yedaya is not on, you're giving it to them and they'll accept the money. And now you have paid your obligation to the right Kohanim. So the Gemara doesn't give an answer. Teku. Rava's question is left unanswered. How do we view it? Can you give it to Yedaya during the week of Yehorav? Teku. Another question Rava asks. Boy, Rava. Rava asks the following Shailah. Kohanim. Mahu shiyachliku gezel ager kine gezel ager. Unbelievable situation. You have two people that stole from a ger, and the ger died, and they're both coming up to the base of Migdush. Now, can you go and say, listen, I'll take this Shavu Pruta, but you take that Shavu Pruta against it. So the Kohanim, can they divide up the Gezel of this Ger, can they get the Gezel of that Ger? Do we say, Miyamrinim, Asham Kari Rachmona. It's called an Asham. That's the pasuk that we derived, that the Karen is called an Asham. The teachers it has, like Robert said, the dinim of an Asham to a certain extent. And just like Ma Asham, Ein Chokim Asham, Keneged Asham, you can't go and say, I'll take this Asham and you take that Asham. No. Each Kohen in that Mishmar is entitled to a piece of that Asham, and you can't go trade your share for someone else's share. So too, Ab Gezel. So too with the money. Ein Chokim Gezel Ager, Keneged Gezel Ager. You can't say, okay, I'll take this money from this funds that are given to do tshuva for this Gezel Hager, and you take it from that Gezel Hager. So therefore, we compare the dinim, just like you can't trade off an Asham, piece of an Asham, for that piece of an Asham, so you can't do the same thing with the money. Or do we say, oh, Dilma, no, Gezel Hager Mamonahu, it's money. What difference does it make which one it is? And therefore, you can say, okay, you take the money from this carbon, I'll take the money that was attached to that carbon for the payment of the principal, and everything is fine. So that was a question that Rava himself asked, and he himself answered it. Hoder Pashta, and he said, no, Asham. It compares this money to an Asham, Kari Rachmana, and therefore, just like you can't exchange pieces of an Asham, I'll take this bigger piece of this one, and you take a bigger piece of that one, and everybody's happy. No, you can't do that. Each of them has to take a piece from each Asham, so too each of them has to have the money from each Gezel Ager, and you can't go and say, well, I'll take two portions from this one, and you take two portions from that one. Alternatively, Rav Acha Brei de Rava Masni Lo Behedja. That wasn't a question that Rav had asked. Rav Acha Brei de Rava, Rava's son, he said, this is what my father said. Amar Rava, this is what Rava said. Kohanim, Ein Chokim, Gezel Ager, Kineged Gezel Ager. They cannot do this. He didn't ask it as a question. He said, you cannot do this, just like you can't do it with the Asham and split. I'll take this portion of the Asham. You take that portion from a different Asham. So too, you can't do this with the Gezel Ager portions. My time, because Asham Kai Rechmana. So, according to the second version from Rav Acha, the son of Rava, he said that my father, the Heilige Rava, said that, in fact, this din is straightforward. It's called an Asham. You can't return it at night, you can't return it in half, and you can't go and say, I'll take a double portion of this one, you take a double portion of that one, and everything is fine. Boy, Rav asked another question. Kohanim b'gezel ager yorshin havu. How do we view the Kohanim who get this gezel ager? Are they considered like yorshim of the ger, and this money is given to them in lieu of the fact that there are no yorshim, so they become like the yorshim of this ger, and this is given to them b'toras yerusha? Or are they considered makabli matanos? Oh, makabli matanos habu. They're considered like people getting a present. There's nothing to do with Yerusha, this ger. This ger had no Yorshim. And the din is that you give this as a present to the Kohanim. So the Kohanim, Rava says, do they get it as a Yerusha or do they get it as a present? No, what's a nafkamina? Lamai nafkamina. So the answer is, for example, kigon shagazal chometz. Now we have the gears of Sha'avar. The Bach changes it around, V'avar Olava Pesach. In any event, what happens if this robber stole from the ger chametz? He stole 10 loaves of bread. And now it's after Pesach. And he has the 10 loaves of bread, and he wants to return them. So if the ger was still alive, we already learned previously that Midei din Adam, Bidei Adam, so he fulfills his obligation. Because here it is, I'm returning you these 10 loaves of bread. Aye, they're worthless now. It's Chomish Avelis HaPesach, it's also Banah. But the bottom line is, he's Heshev Esah Gzela Asher Gozal. So he's technically returning it. No, he wants to be Yotzei Bidei Shemaim, so of course he should give him the value of it. But technically, as we learned previously, you can return this chametz, which is worthless from a financial point of view, but it's the exact same chametz that he stole. So he's yotzei the heishiv zakzeil asher gozal. So if you view this as a yerusha, the kohanim are functioning as the yarshim, so then just like you could return to the yarshim the actual chametz shavelas haPesach, so too you could give to the kohanim this chametz shavelas haPesach and fulfill your obligation of returning the principal. So yamris yarshim havu, if you say that the yarshim, hainu hai the yarsei moris. So this is exactly the same case as if you gave this to the actual ger himself, you would be yotzei. You give it to his yarshim. Let's say he did have yarshim, he had children. So you gave it to them, you would be yotzei. So too, if you give it to the kohanim, you're yotzei. However, the amris mekabli matanos havu, if you say, no, they're not yarshim, they are given by the Torah the special present over here. This is one of the matnos kahuna that they're entitled to. So then, matana kama rachmona denesiv, the Torah says you must give a matana. Oh, a matana must be worth at least a shava pruta. If it's worthless, it's not called giving a matana. So therefore, you gave this chavish, oh, it's a mess, which is worth nothing. You didn't give them anything. And therefore, it's as if you gave them dirt, the afra bi'almahu. It is absolutely worthless, and you wouldn't fulfill it. So, Rava's question is, if we view the Kohanim as Yarshim, so then you can return them the Chomish Shavu as a Pesach. If you view them as Mekabli Matano, so then you can't return them the Chomish Shavu as a Pesach. That's the question. Rav Zeira Boy Hochi, Rav Zeira added the following question. Afilu im timse lomar Mekabli Matano Savu. He says, even if you want to say that the Kohanim are not viewed as Yarshim, they're viewed as Mekabli Matano, they're considered people who have to get a gift, and the gift has to be a Shavu Pruta, ha lo yiboyalon, still, the Ganav can go and give them this Chomish Shavu'as HaPesach. Why is that? The Hayim Matana Amar Rachmona Dinesiv Luhu, because the Torah says that this is exactly the Matana that you have to give them. Even though it's worth less than a Shavu Pruta, it's worth nothing. Nevertheless, this is what the Torah says. The Heishas HaGzeil HaShav Gozal. You have to go return what you stole. And even if we view this as a Matana, the same rules still apply. So Rav Zeira says, no, Rava's question goes further. Even if you view them as Mekabli Matana, you could go return them the Chavish Shavu'as of Pesach. It's not just as a Yerusha, even with the Mekabli Matana. So then what is Rava's question? Eloki Koma Boilon. This is really what Rava's question is. Kigol Shinoflulo Eser Behemos Begezel Ger. What happened? This Ganav stole 10 animals from the Ger. And then the Ger died. And now he has to give these 10 animals to the Kohanim. So Mechayve Liafrushe Minayu Maiser Olo. So now, he has to go return these 10 animals, so there's a din of Maiser Behema. The Ger should have had to give Maiser Behema. So, Maiser Behema wasn't taking it from these 10 animals. The person who robbed the Ger didn't take off Maiser Behema for these animals, and he just gives the 10 animals to the Kohanim. So what's the din? If we view the Kohanim as Yarshin Havu, so then, just like a Yoresh has to go take off Maiser Behema from the animals that he got from his father, so too, the Kohanim would have to go and take one of these animals and give it as Maiser Behema and treat it with the dinam of Maiser Behema. So then, in this situation, the Omar Mar, that should be the right gears according to the Bach, the Omar Mar, we go and say, in this situation, that they have to take off Maiser Behema because they are like Yarshin. But, Odilma, maybe the din is, according to Rava, that's Rava's question, Mekabli Matanos Havu. We view them as Mekabli Matanos, and the halacha is that if you give somebody a matana, there is no din of Maisa Behema. So if you're a nice guy and you give 10 animals to someone else, so then there is no din of Maisa Behema. Halokeach, if somebody purchases them from you, or Vanita Loba Matana, or you give them as a matana, part to be Maisa Behema. There is no din of Maisa Behema. So therefore, Rav Zeira says that Rava's question is the following. My, in the situation where 10 behemoths were given over to the Kohanim, if you view them as Yarshim, they'd have to give one of them as Maisa Behema. If you view them as Mekabli Matanos, they don't have to give any of these animals as Maisa Behema. That's Rava's question, and we'll bring a raya from the following Brisa. Toshma, the Brisa tells us, we've mentioned this many times, Esrim V'arba Matanos Kohuna Nitnu L'Aron Levonim. There are 24 Matanos Kohuna that were given over to Aaron and all of his descendants, the future Kohanim of all time. 24 special gifts that are given to them. V'chulam Nitnu B'chlal U'B'frat U'Klal U'Bris Melech. And all of them are given with this idea of Klal U'Prat U'Klal. As Rashi explains, it starts off with L'chol Kotche B'nei Yisrael Now the gist that we have in Rashi is l'cha nisunim l'moshka, but it should be, as you see in Oz Vav, the Mesoros Hashas, it should be nisatim l'moshka. So that's the klal. And then Rashi continues, it says, zeh ye l'cha mikodesh chodoshim min ha'esh, that's the prat. And then it says, kol matan b'fnei atzma b'chol trumas kodshim chazav klal. So we have this given over, this matnos kuna, as a klal upratu klal. And furthermore, v'hadu k'siv bris melach olam hu. It's off a parsha. So it is given over these 24 matnas kuna in the klalu pratu klal derivation. And there's also a bris kuna, meaning the korbanos that have to be given, they all have to come with salt. Now, kol hamekaimin, anybody that does this, who gives these 24 gifts to the Kohen, any one of them to the Kohen, is ki'ilu mekayim klal upratu klal ubris melach. They're considered, they're someone who's fulfilling this concept of klal upratu klal and bris melach. And somebody who doesn't give the matnas kuna to the Kohen, rechbon alitzlan, kol over aleim, is ki'ilu over al klal upratu klal ubris melach. They're transgressing, they're being over this. As Rashi says, kol mekayim, it's as if you're mekayim, kol atorah kula, shenit mo lidrosh, b'klal upratu klal. What you're basically saying is, I believe in the Torah, which is darshan through the klalu pratu klal methodology, okilu kilim kol kabanos, and as if I gave all the kabanos, shenit behem bris melech, akol kabancha takriv melech. So a person who fulfills these matnos kuna is basically stating, I uphold the Torah and I bring kabanos. Somebody rachman l'slam that doesn't do this is basically saying the opposite. What are these 24 matnos kuna? The Bryce now lists them. The Eluhei, these are the 24 matnos kuna, and we break them up into three groups. Eser b'mikdosh, 10 of them deal with the Beis HaMikdosh. The Arba b'Yerushalayim, and 4 of them deal with Yerushalayim. The Eser b'Gvulim, and 10 of them are even present in the areas in the Gvulim, outside of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdosh. So we start off in the Beis HaMikdosh, then we go to Yerushalayim, and then we go outside of the city of Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael. And what are the first 10 that are dealing with the Beis HaMikdosh? So Chatos Behema, the Kohanim are given the Chatos Behema to eat. And likewise with Chatos Ov, only the Kohanim, the Pirchei Kuna, are allowed to eat the Chatos Behema or the Chatos Ov. That's one and number two. Number three, V'Oshem Badai. And number four, the Oshem Toli, the various Korbanos Oshem that are brought. Those that are brought is an Oshem Badai. We say this every morning in the Korbanos section of the Davening. There are five that are considered Oshem Vadai, so Oshem Gezelos, Oshem Elos, Oshem Shilcha Charufa, Oshem Nazir, and Oshem Mitzorah. We say this every day in the morning section of the davening, Ezehu Mekomon Shos Vachim. Okay, so we now have the two chattises, animal and bird. We have Oshem Vadai and Oshem Toli. These are only from animals, but they're different types. Oshem Toli is when you're not sure, did you or did you not commit an Aveira, have to bring a chattis for it, so you don't know. So it's held in abeyance. When you bring this Oshem Toli, you don't get any punishment. If you eventually find out, you were supposed to bring the chattis, then you bring the chattis. If you never find out, so you get a kapara from being the Oshem Toli. So those are the first four of the 10 in the Beis HaMikdosh. Then the Kohanim are entitled to eat the Zivchei Shal Mitzibur. The only carbon shlamim is the two Kivsei Atzeres that are brought on Shavuos. Every other carbon shlamim is a private carbon. So these are given over to the Kohanim to eat the Zivchei Shal Mitzibur. They're the only ones that can eat from the carbon seaboard that is brought on Shavuos, known as the Shei Kivsei Atzeres. That's number five. The Log Shemesh and Mitzorah that's brought along with the Mitzorah's Korbanos is a Log of Shemen, and that's given to the Kohanim. That's number six. Umos Hara Omer, all the leftovers from the carbon Omer that is brought on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. So that is number seven. And then the Shtei HaLechem that are brought with the two Kivsei Atzeres that are brought on Shavuos. So the Shtei HaLechem, that's also a present only for the Kohanim, the Lechem Aparim, the daily showbreads that are eaten each week when they're taken off the Mizbeach on Shabbos. They're divided up between the Mishra that is on and the Mishra that is coming on. So that's also Matnos Kuhuna. Only Kohanim can eat the Lechem Aparim. And finally, the 10th of the 10 that are in the Beis HaMikdash, Ushiar Minochos, the leftovers from the Korban Mincha, after you dig the Kmitz and put it up on the Mizbeach, the Shiarim of the Mincha are able to be eaten by only the Pirchei Kuhuna. And these are the 10 that are the Matnos Kuhuna that are in the Beis HaMikdash. What are the four that deal with Yerushalayim? The Arba Yerushalayim. This is the din of Bechora, the firstborn animal of your kosher animals as well as of your donkey. So then there's a process that they're given over to the Kohen, or that you have a Peter, Chamor, Beseh, Tifteh. So you have the din of Bechora. Only the Kohanim are given the Bechora. Number two is the Bikurim. Those are given over to the Kohanim. Number three is the Hamuram min HaTodah, the El Nazir. When you bring a carbon Todah, there's a certain part that is lifted and waved. Likewise, with the aisle that a Nazir has to bring. So there's a certain part of the carbon that is lifted and waved, and that is given over to the Kohanim. only Kohanim can go and eat that. And finally, the oros kodshim, the hides that are from the animals that are kodshim kodashim, so those are given over to the mishmar that's on, so those are given over to the Kohanim as well. So those are the four that deal not specifically only with the Beis HaMikdash, but deal with things that are in Yerushalayim. And finally, Vasar Begulim, there are 10 things that are applicable throughout the rest of Eretz Yisrael, not specific to the Mizbeach, not specific to Yerushalayim, and these are Truma, of course, the obligation to give Truma from your crops, Utrumas Meiser, that's the Meiser Min HaMeiser that you give to the lady, he has to give 1/10 of that to the Kohen, that's 1 and 2, the Challah, that which you have to dough of a certain size, you have to give, the Chazal set up a 24th from a private person, you give a 24th of that to the Kohen, that's 3, Reishis HaGez, when you have a certain number of sheep that you're going and shearing them, so when you reach a certain amount, you have to give a certain amount to the Kohanim, that's Reishis HaGez, that's 4, Vamatanos, this is a reference to when you shecht a chulin animal, so you have to give the Zroa, the Chayayim, and the Keva to the Kohanim. So this is Matnes Kahuna. So that's 5. Pidgin HaBen, when you have a firstborn son and it's born with all the dinim that you have Pidgin HaBen. So you have to give the 5 slime to the Kohen. That's 6. Upidjan Petach Hamar, as I pointed out before, that there's a din of redeeming the firstborn of a donkey. Now you redeem that for a set. You can't go and eat the donkey, obviously, like a regular Bechorah. We talked about the firstborn of a goat, sheep, or cow family. That goes to the Kohen as a carbon. But here, you redeem it and you give the set to the Kohen. That's 7. Usteachuza, the special din that if a person went over and gave his field to the Beis HaMikdash and he didn't redeem it, so then at the Yovel, that field doesn't go back to the original owner, but it goes to the Kohanim. That's 8. And Usteacharomim, these are the fields that are given over by a person. He says, I'm giving this as a cherim to the Beis HaMikdash. So we have a machlokes. Who does that go to? So one opinion says that it goes to the Kohanim. So that's the Stei Charamim. And finally, the 24th one, the last of the 10 that are in the Chulin, in the Gvulin. So the Gezel HaGer. That's our din of Gezel HaGer. And notice that this says there are 24 Matnos Kehuna. So it says that there are these 24 Matanos. Right, Eluhain. These are the Matnos Kehuna, Esav V'Arba Matnos Kehuna. So it refers to them as Matnos Kehuna. So therefore, Shema Minah, Mekabli Matanos Havu. We consider the Kohanim, including this Gezel Ager that we just said was the 24th one. So it's considered Matnos Kehuna, and therefore, if the Kohanim got 10 such animals, they wouldn't have to go and give Trumas Meiser because this is a Matana, and a Matana is exempt from Trumas Meiser. Shema Minah. This is a good raya. Okay, now we go back and we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Nasan as a kesef liyansi mishmar v'chulei." If you gave over the money to the mishmar, so then the person then dies. This ganav dies before he brings his korban asham. So the yarshim can't say to the kohanim, "Give us back that money," because he never got his kapara. Amar Abaye says, "Shmamino, you can see from our Mishnah kesef mechaper mechza that the giving over the money to the kohanim is part of the kapara process. If it wasn't part of the kapara process, so then the yarshim would be entitled to get it back. But we see that giving over the kesef, that's the first step in the kapara process. The bringing korban asham, that's the final step in the kapara process. Because the ilo mechaper, if giving over this money was not at all a kapara, so then havamino madul yarshim. So then the yarshim would have a right to say, 'Hey, it didn't work. It didn't accomplish anything. So give it back to us.'" My time, because I died the lo yavle, because he only gave it over to you with the understanding that he would bring his carbon asham. But if he can't bring his carbon asham, and this is not part of the kapara process, he never intended to give it. If it's part of the kapara process, well, obviously he intended to give it. But if it's not part of the kapara process, so then it was given over under false pretenses, and therefore the yosham would be able to claim it back. Where says, really? Is that true? I died the hachi lo yavle. So el meyata. So then chatos shemesu ba'alea. So then, when a person designated a chatas to bring as a karm chatas that he's mechuyev to bring, and then Nebuchi passes away, so then he obviously never intended that this should be a chatas if he doesn't bring it. So then, adai to dahachi lo yoyle. Are we going to say that adai to dahachi lo afrisha? So then, retroactively, this afrisha is not considered afrisha, and the animal, instead of having to be killed, is now going back to being chulin? Obviously not. So the Gemara says, no, Amre. Chata shemesu ba'olea, hilchus ha-gemir lo, delemisa azla. No, this then, you're right, goes against the logic, but this is Allah Moshe Mi-Sinai. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that there are 5 chatos that if they're brought under certain situations, they have to go and be left to die. You put them in a room, you lock the door, and they die on their own. You're not allowed to kill them, but you're not allowed to use them in any way. They're left to die. And one of them is a chatas that was designated by the owner, and then the owner died. So this is called a chatas shemesa ba'aleha. So then that chatas has to die. That's halacha l'moshe b'sinai, and your logic doesn't apply here. But In other situations, adaita d'hachi lo yavle. Maybe one would say that on this present, I didn't intend to give it unless I get a kapara by bringing the asham. So one could argue, if he doesn't bring his asham, that the yorshim could get it back. Someone says, El Miyati, if that's true, asham shmei subal of lepo l'chulin. So then an asham that was given over to be an asham, and then the owner dies, so then instead of it being yira, actually yistayit, we should say, give it back, because the adaita d'hachi lo ifrashe. He didn't give it over with the understanding that it would be Yirachi Yistayev. He wanted it to be brought as a carbon. If you can't bring it as a carbon because he passes away, it should retroactively refer back to Chulin. Shmuel says, no, same thing. This is also halacha Moshe b'Sinai, kosher b'chatas meisa. If the equivalent situation by a chatas would be that the animal dies, so then be Asham, it's Yira Achi Yistayev, but Asham Roeh. So therefore, these are exceptions to the rule, but maybe the rule is Adai Tadachi Lo Yodle. We're back to our original question. Shmuel says, even so, El Miyata, Yevama Shenoflo Lefnei Muka Shlin, Tepuk Below Chalitza. So then, a Yevama that falls to a Muka Shlin, Yevama lost her husband, he passed away, they didn't have any children, and she falls to his brother, who's a Muka Shlin. He has this horrible skin illness, and she says, I don't want this. And therefore, this situation, she would say, I died to the Hachi, I never got married with this possibility in mind. And therefore, my original marriage should not be considered a marriage, and I shouldn't need even chalitza. That died to the hachi lo kid shatzma. I never gave myself over to this guy's brother if it could be that I would fall to him in yibam. And therefore, we should retroactively uproot the original acceptance of the kedushin. Moshe says, no, that's impossible. Because Hassam, there in the original kedushin, Anan Sade, we can essentially be witnesses to say, and we turn to Kuf Yud Aleph Omen Aleph. No, she would rather be married to that husband and take the chance that, yeah, if the husband dies without children, she'll fall to this Muka Shlin brother-in-law, because that's the principle that Reish Lakish has articulated in many places. Reish Lakish, the Amar Reish Lakish said the famous dictum, Tav Lemesav Tandu, a woman would prefer to be two, in other words, to be married, Milemesav Armelu, than to be single. So a woman's basic need and nature is she would prefer to be married, even if there's this potential that she could fall as a yevama to this Muka Shlin. So then, no, she'll have to deal with it then. But she would prefer to be married to the first husband rather than be a single lady because of this potential that she could fall yibam to this Muka Shlin, and therefore we don't say adai to the hachi in this situation. In fact, the circumstances are that she would still have preferred to be married to the first husband, even with the chance that she could end up falling in yibam to this Muka Shlin. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.